Good evening. Tonight we'll start this meeting with the opening prayer led by Pastor Don Fields of the Calvary Baptist Church. Pastor.
Let's pray together. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we bow before you this evening, recognizing and confessing our need for your blessing on this city and this council. You are the only true God and our only hope, and your Son, Jesus Christ, is the only Savior. As King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we bow before him on the basis of his supreme authority over us and this city, an authority that he earned by his sinless life, sacrificial death, and bodily resurrection. I pray that every council member would know him personally as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the great privilege and blessing of living in a land of law and liberty. We thank you for granting us the blessing of civil government that protects us from anarchy and tyranny. We are thankful for civil servants who devote great time and energy to serving the citizens of Owosso. We thank you for appointing authorities whose job is to promote good and righteous conduct and to punish bad and evil conduct. I pray that every council member will recognize this vital role and that they will work for the eternal good of this community and all its citizens. I pray that they will recognize their accountability to you as the ultimate lawgiver and that they will one day give an account for every decision they make. I pray that all concerned citizens would support and encourage them in this duty, that you would grant them supernatural wisdom and guidance as they make decisions tonight. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Mike Catlin. Mike?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Osika.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Haber.
Here.
Law.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Heideck.
Here.
This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve. Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of January the 2nd, 2024.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of January the 2nd, 2024 are approved. This now brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have one tonight. Chief of Police, this will be a presentation of the commendation awards to citizens Christine Ferguson and Serenity Fowler for their actions on December 19th, 2023. Chief.
Thank you. First of all, I have Aubrey come on up with Officer Stone and Officer Schmitz, who's behind me here. Christine and Serenity. Oh, come on over here. You can stand right up. On December 19th of last year, while at school, Serenity here and Aubrey were in the lunchroom at Bryant Elementary. Aubrey had a medical issue and she was choking on some food. Luckily for her, Serenity here was able to recognize that she was in a distress and immediately notified the school staff, including Christine over here, and who I will turn it over to her very shortly, performed a Heimlich maneuver on her. Very quickly, I just did some statistics last week. This is very common, across the country and across the world. So to learn this is very important for all of us. It was very important, obviously, for Aubrey and to have Christine there with her expertise. So I want to thank you very much. And Officer Stone, do you have anything to say on this?
I do not.
You don't? Okay. Officer Schmitz? No. And Christine, if you want to talk about this, please.
I'm just very fortunate that Owosso Public Schools actually did the training. And it just was second nature. It wasn't you know, just it was amazing how quickly it happened and how quickly it was over, and you know, swift. And I'm just so happy that Serenity was there to recognize that, and of course, Alfie's doing great. So thank you.
Okay, so for this, I have awards for Christine and Serenity. It says, in recognition of your selfless and courageous act of rendering aid in a sudden, unexpected situation, which resulted in preservation of life while at Bryant Elementary School on December 19th, 2023. So there you go for that. And Serenity, here is this for you. Either of you have anything you want to say? No?
Aubrey said she's not eating pineapple.
Yes, that was exactly what she
said. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm not eating what?
Pineapple.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Go Lions.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are you excited, Dan?
We'll have a city party after they win the Super Bowl.
You're going to have a party at your house?
We'll have one somewhere.
Okay.
They'll be everywhere.
This now brings us to public hearings, which we have none. This now then brings us to the first citizen comments and questions, and in which you shall be afforded up to 4 minutes duration for the first occasion and up to 3 minutes for the second occasion to address the council. Is there anyone here tonight that would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am. Please come to the podium. Just state your name and address.
I'm Kylie Moss. I live at 5843 West Dewey Road in Owosso. I'm just here to introduce myself. I recently, about a year ago, moved to Owosso. I'm from Genesee County, but I moved both of my companies that I own to Owosso downtown in Westtown. In the same building, the Amani Grace building, you can see the vinyl on the new building, but it houses Amani Grace Home Care, which is a private home care company, and we also do staff. And then it's also housing a diagnostic center. And in the diagnostic center, just we, you know, do a lot of services, but it has a doctor, a nurse practitioner, a medical assistant. We do MDOT, drug testing and physicals, TB tests, background checks, fingerprinting, whole slew of things. But our grand opening is Monday. So I just want to introduce ourselves, and I have a couple paper invites to give you guys. I just wanted to come say hi, introduce myself.
Question, just the name of the company again, please?
Amani Grace Diagnostics and Amani Grace Home Care.
And where is it located again?
810 West Main Street.
810 West Main Street. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. Super excited to be in Owosso. And I'll, you know, there's a lot of new business development, it seems like, in the past, you know, few months, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Well, we're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Can I give somebody these invitations?
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to address the council? Yes, Mr. Mankey.
I'm Mankey, West Main Street, Owosso Township. Just wanted to let you know, I seen something that was absolutely amazing today. I was at the fire right after the call came in on Milwaukee Street. Our police department was there. Our police officers were there immediately. Then came the Owosso Fire Department was there immediately. And they started to tackle the fire, except there was a problem. There was no water. Apparently, the city did not flush the hydrants this year like they're supposed to. The hydrant in front of the house was absolutely froze solid. They had to run, and Owosso police officers helped the fire department run those hoses all all the way down Milwaukee Street across Cedar to a fire hydrant. I know that is not the fire department's job to flush hydrants. I believe that would be under our DPW, which would be from our city staff upstairs telling them to do it. I remember a few years ago this was brought up, and this same thing was brought up because we had a fire on the north side of town, and they couldn't use the fire hydrant and had to go to another one. And at that time, we heard, I thought it was a nonsense story, that we can't do that because if we flush them, we're afraid that we're going to damage something, and it's just hard to get parts and it's hard to fix. So they're not flushing them. Thankfully, there's a hydrant. What would you say if they couldn't hook to that hydrant? And the hydrant out in front, whose job is this? Whose responsibility is this? Today could have been a disaster. It wasn't. And our fire departments did a wonderful job. Our police department did a wonderful job. But somebody dropped the ball and did not flush those hydrants, apparently. Why else would they freeze up? Now, I know it's on Milwaukee Street, not in the north end, down in Milwaukee Street, but it should have been. Thank you.
Anybody else would like to address the council tonight? Yes, sir.
Good evening, Owosso City Council members. My name is Gino Phillips, 17201 West Ridge Road, Oakley. I'm here tonight to speak about the new adult entertainment business that was established in town named Good Vibrations. First, I'd like to take a moment to remind you of the duty of civil magistrates described in God's word from Romans 13, which says, "For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist have been appointed by God. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of that authority? Then do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword in vain, for it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil." So God has delegated to you the authority to you as those who bear the sword. No one has more authority than you in the city, and with that authority comes responsibility. Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much will be required." So you guys decide the winners and losers in the city, whether you act or not. I've heard it said here that God allows sin, and so we should too in the vote to repeal the ordinance forbidding fortune telling. Sin, biblically defined, is lawlessness. So being consistent with that logic, please indulge me in a little absurdity. Why then do we not get rid of ordinances and laws forbidding rape, theft, and murder? Hopefully the absurdity should be obvious. Hopefully. God, as the ultimate lawgiver, does not allow sin, but promises a just punishment and consequence to every sin, whether you acknowledge it or not. In fact, he says that the wages of sin is death, and death shows us how seriously God takes sin. And moreover, death is not even the end, but there is a resurrection unto eternal damnation in hell for those that do not repent and obey the gospel. I think what was mistakenly perverted into license for sin is the fact that God is gracious and long-suffering with sinners who deserve hell, but that he is not willing that any should perish, but rather that we repent. So long-suffering is God with sinners bent on hell that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to be crucified by the hands of lawless men, some of which are the very ones that Jesus gave his life as a ransom for, and to bear for them the wrath and punishment of God, to bear for them the punishment of God's wrath. Jesus said in Matthew 18 that the temptations are sure to come into the world, but woe to those through whom they come. The operation of this business is another nail in the coffin of public decency and sexual morality. We have enough pot shops in operation in our city. We don't need to add porn shops into the mix either, thereby lowering the cost of achieving further damnation and cultural disintegration and adding yet another stumbling block to public piety. Now, it's my understanding that they're operating without a license, giving the council legal recourse to refuse the right of operation according to Chapter 4, Article 7 of the city ordinances. At least 20% of their business, loosely defined, comes from adult entertainment content. Then they must have a license to operate. And if they're found in violation of the ordinance, it's my understanding that they have to wait another year before they can even apply. So my question is, have they applied for a license? If not, why not? Has anyone audited the business for compliance with the ordinance, the 20% or more? And if not, why not? And are these findings publicly available? I find it very difficult to believe that a company categorized under adult entertainment would have less than 20% of its business coming from adult entertainment content. Thank you much for your time.
Thank you. Further comments for the council? Yes, sir.
This is pointed at Mr. Henney, which 2 months ago, that's the reason I haven't been coming, because he told me that somebody would get my alley plowed out, and it hasn't happened yet. And
excuse me, could you just say your name and address?
Jeff Turner, 204 Oakwood Avenue.
Thank you, Jeff.
And now that the sidewalk, I mean, everything's all frozen, you could take a truck down there, and it's not going to get the holes, big holes, potholes, and stuff like that cleared out, and I'm just a little upset because he promised. I mean, I won't even say anything, but he promised that was going to get done, and that's the only reason I'm speaking out, because I'm the kind of guy, like, say, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it, and I don't care what other people think about me. But I appreciate it, and I don't understand why it's not done yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Yes, sir.
Don Fields, elder at Calvary Baptist Church, 650 South Street. I want to begin by thanking Chief Linkhart and the Owosso Police Department for their concern for the security of our church building and for making regular security checks on our building, as well as responding promptly to safety concerns that we have had. So, Chief, thanks for your officers' fine work. We've appreciated all the interactions. I do agree with the desire that we be a government of laws and not of men. I agree that no one should be above the law, and that civil magistrates are intended by God to apply the law without partiality. So if there's an ordinance on our books, it should either be enforced impartially or changed. I'm greatly concerned that the ordinances concerning adult entertainment licenses are being intentionally overlooked and not enforced. On December 7th, the Sideline hosted another drag show event without having the necessary license. To host an adult cabaret show without an adult entertainment license violates our city ordinance. So do we simply get to pick and choose which ordinances are enforced? And is this council turning a blind eye to public sexual deviance? Is there any public sexual deviance that will be prohibited? And now, as Gino mentioned, we have a business, Good Vibrations, that is openly promoting the selling of adult content, all without the necessary adult entertainment license. From the online marketing, they appear to have 50% of their merchandise in the adult content portion of their business. And according to city ordinance, if an establishment has a substantial portion of its stock in trade and offers for sale as adult content, they need a license. And according to that ordinance, it is 20% of any one or more of the following: stock in trade, display space, usable floor area, etc. So who is responsible for making sure that this establishment is not violating city ordinance? These are my questions to be answered. Who is responsible for enforcing this ordinance? And if they are in violation, why is it not being enforced? For the sake of public morality and the encouragement of good and righteous conduct and the prohibiting of bad and evil conduct, I ask you to even change the ordinance. I ask you not to allow any adult entertainment at all in the city of Owosso. Instead of licensing wickedness, we should prohibit wickedness. Instead of making it difficult to flaunt God's law, we should proactively prohibit what God's law prohibits. But it appears that we've gone from limiting this behavior to simply disregarding our own ordinances and turning a blind eye to this behavior. Any conduct that you allow, you will get more of. Ignoring it won't make it go away. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments tonight? Yes, sir.
Mike Klein, 204 Stratford Drive. Let me say that I'm glad that the children have left this room for what I'm about to say. I'd like to bring something to the council attention and the people in the room, because per one particular council member, they're not aware of what happened here. On December 29th, at approximately 8:30 in the morning, Owosso police were dispatched to a neighborhood in the city limits of Owosso. Upon arriving, they found approximately a 50-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the left side of their head. That male was transferred to Owosso Memorial Hospital, then later transferred to Ann Arbor. On January 5th, I submitted a FOIA request on this particular call. Within 30 seconds, I was told to my face, you will never get any information on this case. is that particular person that works the front counter at the Owosso Police Department in a position where they can tell somebody within 30 seconds? You're not getting any information on this case. On January 6th, I emailed a council member. I didn't get any kind of a response. On January 10th, I sent an email to the city manager wanting to say, hey, something big happened in Owosso. I didn't get a response. On January 16th, well, that'd be today. I do know, January 16th, today, I left a message for the Owosso Police Department to give me a call. I did finally get a call late in the afternoon. I do know, per the Owosso Argus Press, the editor, I personally spoke to the editor today, and the editor told me that they put somebody on that particular issue. And the editor told me today that the Owosso Police Department gave them information and talked about that particular incident. But yet my FOIA request was denied. So something's a little weird here where, there's an ongoing investigation. But all I asked for was a FOIA request about where it was, how far the investigation was up to January 5th. I personally know the individual that received this gunshot wound. And I personally know some of the lines of questioning that the two detectives have been asking people, because the people have been telling me that are related to this case what type of questions are being asked. So I just want the residents, they need to know in this town that a house was ransacked. Per the Owosso Police Department, the house was ransacked. They go there. There's an individual with a gunshot wound to the head. Everybody wants to know what happened. But the residents of this city need to know that this happened in a neighborhood in the city limits of Owosso. And then I'll have one more issue at second session.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Okay. Regarding good vibrations, if I'm saying that right, what my understanding is, the owners did not apply for an adult permit based on the 20%. So it is not classified as an adult business. I talked with the chief. I think he's mentioned that the inspection was going to happen this week on the 20%, and it's done by the police department. Is that correct? So that will be done. So those are two things I can answer you at this point in time. Other than that, when it comes to Mr. Klein's comments, I'm first aware of it. I cannot make any comments. I don't know if anybody else would like to make any comments based on what you just brought up. Is there any comments from city staff that want to be brought up at this point in time, or no? Okay. With that, if I don't hear any more comments, that'll bring us to the
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
City manager. Yes.
To Mr. Turner's comment, I received a report from the DPW superintendent, Tom Wheeler, right about at the end of the first week in December. We have 22 alleys, 11 of them were addressed. Of those 11, 8 were just graded, 3 were graveled and graded. Mr. Turner's looks like it just received some grading, so I'm going to have them go back and see if there's a way we can put gravel down. But if the frozen ground is going to be an impediment to that, we'll get it on the first round in spring.
Okay.
But it looks like that, according to Tom, only a grading was needed, but we'll go back and double check that.
Thank you, City Manager. Further comments? With that, that brings us to the consent agenda.
A I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Law?
Yes.
Heideck?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business in which we have one closed session. Consider holding closed session at the conclusion of the second session of citizen comments and questions for the purpose of consulting with its attorney regarding trial or settlement strategy in connection with specific pending litigation. Looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve the closed session.
Support.
I have a motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Heideck?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Osika?
Yes.
Councilmember Law?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The closed session is approved. This brings us to our second and last citizen comments and questions, in which you will be awarded 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone that would like to address the council at this time? Yes, Mr. Klein.
Obviously, I already gave my address one time already. Back in early December, I went down to the Owosso Police Department, and I talked to a woman at the counter, and I talked about a car that had been parked in my neighborhood for in excess of 60 days. It was involved in an accident, and it sat on the street every night for in excess of 60 days. Never was a ticket on it. Now, if you go to the Owosso Police Department and you walk in that lobby, you will see signs as big as all that whole square right there that talk about the parking ordinance in the city of Owosso. I told the woman at the counter that I wanted to make a complaint. Told her what it was about. She said, you will have to call the non-emergency number. I did call the non-emergency number, and I can show proof right here in my phone. On December 12th at 11:41, the length of the call was 1 minute 16 seconds. The dispatcher took all my contact information. I gave the dispatcher the license plate number, the kind of car, and the color, and where it was parked. Approximately 1 week later, I went down to the Owosso Police Department and did a FOIA request because the car never moved and there never was any tickets on it. I received this in the mail from the city of Owosso that said my FOIA was denied. It also has a box checked on the back of this that says, based on the information you provided, we are unable to locate any records pertaining to the incident you described. That's a lie. Go check the recording on December 12th at 11:41 at Central Dispatch. I called it. They took down my contact information. A few days later, I went to City Hall between Christmas and New Year's, asked to speak with the city manager. City manager took me in his office. We talked. I told him about this. And he said, Mike, I believe every word you're telling me. Approximately 4 hours later, city manager was in my neighborhood. Thank you, city manager, because a few days after that, the car was gone. But how could you send me a city of Owosso letterhead that says it's denied based that there's no information when that isn't true? I personally called Central. I followed the woman's directions, and I made a complaint. And the woman at Central Dispatch told me, we will send a car over there. No tickets. Car still sat there. So you have to go to the city manager to get somewhere. What's the matter? It's the policy. It's on the wall at the Owosso Police Department lobby. That's the ordinance for the city of Owosso. And a car sits there for over 60 days, never gets a ticket, it's been involved in an accident, and it's parked out in front of a house where there is numerous police. They're there constantly at that house. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, Mr. Mankey.
Mr. Klein just brings something in my head. I just remembered something. I just want to say what a great job your parking meter guy's doing downtown. I know you're probably getting complaints on him. I know there's a lot in social media going on right now, calling him all kinds of names, and because he's being fair.
He's given everybody a ticket that's supposed to get a ticket. I personally like that. If I get a ticket, I get a ticket. I don't think that we live in a community where there's a couple business owners that should get special treatment like they're claiming they should get. And putting things out on social media about how bad this guy is, I think he's doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, bring it back to the council for any comments. Yes.
Just real quick, because I know we're somewhat lax on our parking enforcement, but I, for one, am thankful for that. This is an old city. We're full of houses where you've got just enough room for your driveway to get between. And, you know, if you drive down Woodlawn where I live, there's cars parked up all night long. Now, they're mobile cars, you know, somebody's work truck, he's gone all day and then parks it there at night because, for whatever reason, Becky and I would have issues. I get home after she, you know. So some leeway in that is fine, and I'm kind of thankful for that. But the stuff that sat there, lady at the last meeting, forgive me, I don't remember her name, complained about a car that's been sitting there for quite a while. Then the problem with this one here, when they're disabled and sitting in the street, yeah, that's a problem. But for the most part, I'm pretty thankful that we're somewhat lax on the parking because with the way the houses are kind of just too close together, you kind of got to be with, you know, the way people trying to get around and get by. Yeah, and I've seen some of the social media that Mr. Mankey's talking about, and I could not agree more. Some people think that they should be given a free pass and allowed to park down there, but frankly, I've worked retail a very long time. And even when I worked at Meijer, we had to park way out. Even now, as an IT field technician, if you go to malls, you will find some malls will have a line outside in their parking lot. Technically, as a contractor, I'm supposed to park out there because you don't take parking spots from customers. And I just don't understand why people don't get that. So, anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the comments. Yes?
I just had a quick question about the hydrant flushing because I'm seeing that we put the notification out that we normally do in October, but it was happening the 9th through the 12th. So I'm assuming it happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it did happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Further comments? With that, we'll now go into closed session. And all those in attendance, if you could, you can stay and you're welcome to stay in the lobby until we open up the meeting for the remaining of the meeting.
We gotta leave.
Yeah, but you can stay, and then when we open it up, you can come back.